This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
Right from Paul's opening in the book of Galatians, we can see that his tone and his writing style was rather different than his other letters. This letter has a rather terse feel to it, if you will. It's kind of obvious that Paul is writing under a certain amount of stress. It seems that false teachers and religious critics had risen within the church there in Galatia who were both attempting to rewrite the scriptures for their own advancement and denouncing Paul and his ministry at the same time. These critics, they were loud, they were pervasive, and they were very adept at itching the ears of those who were immature in the faith and those who had a personal axe to grind. Paul, he once warned young Timothy, his prodigy, that, quote, the time would come when they will not listen to the sound doctrine, but having itching ears will heap up for themselves teachers after their own lusts and will turn away their ears from the truth and turn away to fables, end quote. That's from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. Now these folks that Paul will be addressing were twisting the scriptures in an attempt to gain power over the people and to exalt themselves into positions of power. They were wannabes. And because of people's ignorance of scripture and their love of hearing about other people's dirty laundry, these men were actually able to gain a substantial following. Eventually, these false teachers got around to attacking the pastor himself, that'd be Paul, and they always do. People like that criticized his appearance, they lied concerning his motives, his personal character, they ignored the vast fruit of his ministry, and they went after him personally, accusing him of being mean and controlling. Yet Paul was never one to back down, and in this letter to the church of Galatia, he's going to come out of the gate shooting. It's been said that the book of Galatians was written with a blazing pen. For Paul was never really one to deal with such evil through a closed-door forum or some sort of religious symposium. No, these detractors would never show up at those venues anyway. For that kind of work, well, that's done in the back rooms and dark alleys. So Paul settled these things, we could say, out in the street. He brought their accusations and evil into the light of day, and he would settle them out in the open with the facts and the truth of the gospel just as Jesus gave it. Galatians, in so many ways, is kind of the Cliff Notes version of Romans, and it's delivered in a rather fast, hard-hitting manner. Now, most of all, if not all, Paul's letters were apparently dictated to someone who penned his words on paper, but this letter was different. This letter was so urgent and so critical and that Paul did not wait around for that kind of courtesy, but appears to have wrote this one with his very own hand. Now, what gives Paul, the writer, the credentials to write such a letter? What gives Paul, the apostle, the right and credentials to give the last word on grace? Well, maybe because Paul's past was a Jew of Jews. After all, we know he was a member of the Sanhedrin and a staunch advocate of strict traditional and even radical Judaism. He knew well the issue of works-based religion, and therefore, he also knew the fallout of such an empty and humanistic ideal. He knew well the life of what we call the three R's of religion: rules, regulations, and rituals. Ultimately, Galatians? Well, Galatians is the declaration of freedom. Ultimately, it's a throwdown against adding to the cross of salvation. Now, let it be known for sure, however, that it's also not a license for spiritual laziness. It's not a get-out-of-jail-free card when it comes to serving Christ or church or kingdom. It cannot be used as a freedom to sin, and this is so very important. It does not in any way negate the rest of the scriptural directions, as certainly many people want to use it in that way today.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.